is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome John Bolton, former ambassador to the United Nations, former national security advisor, writing most recently in The Telegraph in London about a dispute between the giant Venezuela and the petite Guyana, once British Guyana, involving 11 billion barrels of oil plus light sweet crude discovered by ExxonMobil these last years. But the dictator of Caracas, Mr. Maduro, looks to grab it for himself. And what is to be done? John, a very good evening to you. You've laid out the terms immediately. Venezuela has ambitions. The reason ambitions are important here is because the Biden administration has involved itself these last months in making the world better for Caracas's oil. Is that how to put it? The Biden administration has somehow tied itself into Maduro's sense of himself, empowered sense of himself. How did they do that, John?
Well, despite all of the evidence to the contrary, the Biden White House negotiated with Maduro that he committed to hold free and fair elections in Venezuela for president, which, of course, he has no intention of doing. And in exchange, the United States would lift the sanctions that we imposed on them back in 2018 and 2019 for the last time Maduro stole an election. So promptly, the sanctions are lifted. Maduro begins arresting members of the opposition and trying to fix next year's election. But I think this signal of American weakness revived in his mind the old territorial claim that Venezuela had made for about three quarters of Guyana when it was still a British colony, and the even more imperative need to do something to get more revenue for his regime to prop it up, with oil sales from Venezuela way down, under investment in oil production, an ancient decrepit system. His ability to finance his regime could depend on seizing part of this huge new oil field you mentioned offshore from Guyana.
Now we get in a time machine. That's the joy of your piece in The Telegraph, John. For a British audience, I'm sure they smiled. 1899, British Guyana. The British Empire is making claims. Colonial Secretary Joseph Chamberlain of Birmingham, you recognize the name. His sons become very prominent in the 20th century, but right now we're with Dad. Joseph Chamberlain is making claims for the empire. The United States steps in, Richard Olney as the Secretary of State, invoking the Monroe Doctrine. What did that mean, John?
Well, what they saw the British trying to do is actually expand their colonial holdings in and around Guyana. And they were making their own, the British were making their own claims on what is today Venezuela. So the Venezuelans had what they thought was a superior claim. Olney recommended arbitration. The Brits accepted. And actually, the five mediators, two were British, two were U.S. Supreme Court justices. The four of them, in effect, we were representing Venezuela. The four of them picked a Russian as the fifth arbiter and made an award largely favorable to Britain, as it turned out.
And that is this territory called Essequibo, which I imagine looks like the rest of the Amazon. Triple canopy jungle, very little inhabitants, and elbow room for Maduro. I think he announced that he was sending explorers in. Is he looking to annex it, John?
It's possible he would go after the whole thing. It would be consistent with their claim over the territory. What he's concerned about primarily, though, is this huge Exxon discovery back in 2015 that you mentioned, probably the largest untapped, well, it's tapped now, but back then the largest untapped reserve in the world. Light, sweet crude, very good, not much better than that heavy Venezuelan crude next door, right here in our hemisphere. This is a huge opportunity. If Maduro got even a piece of that offshore production, not to mention what are believed to be large gold and copper deposits and other minerals on the land side, he would be much better off financially.
Right now, what we don't know is what happens next, because there's said to be conversation in some point in these next hours. However, my understanding right now is that Maduro is making claims that have sympathetic ears in the Americas. For example, Brazil and other countries are disposed towards entertaining Maduro. Remember, they've been trying to normalize him, bring him back. In 2018, John, you point to an incident I didn't know about. a Venezuelan helicopter tried to intimidate ExxonMobil. What came of that intimidation?
Well, the Exxon ship, the Venezuelans, they tried to land a helicopter on it because they said it was in Venezuelan waters. Turned out it was always in Guyanese territorial waters. The Exxon ship just sailed away. But it was an early indication that Maduro took this very seriously and understood the implications. If you're a major oil driller and you can just basically start from square one and design your drilling and production, shipping, and so on and so forth, from scratch, you're a lot better off than having to try and go in and renovate the creaky, ancient, decrepit Venezuelan oil production system. So this, and it's almost exactly in the same place as the Venezuelan oil. So from the standpoint of producers, the standpoint of purchasers, much rather deal with some government, any government other than Maduro's, and get a better quality of oil. So this is a huge threat to the Maduro regime.
As of right now, I am unaware that the Biden administration has commented on this matter, is somewhat prospective about grabbing. What is your measure, John, of what can be done? It's a great big power, Caracas, with elements from Tehran, from Moscow, from Beijing, from Havana. What can the U.S. do about it?
Well, you know, thanks to years of inadequate defense spending, our assets, our naval assets in particular in the Western Hemisphere, frankly, are very inadequate. I think Maduro knows this. He knows that when we were trying to apply sanctions and aid the Venezuelan opposition overthrow him back in 2018, 2019, there was no possibility of any real military action by the United States. We have made some statements. We have conducted a few joint exercises with the Guyanese army. There's a lot more we could do. It is true the administration has been relatively silent. I hope they are working behind the scenes, because if Maduro moves first and grabs territory on the coast to help out his claims onto the offshore oil or in the Essequibo itself, then it puts Guyana and the United States and others in the position of having to move him off. So that could well mean military hostilities. If we could deter him from even doing it, that would be ideal. No sign that I'm aware of at this point that we're doing that.
This looks, if you back up far enough, like a land grab similar to Russia and Ukraine and what is threatened with the mainland in Taiwan. Is annexation in the air, John? Are our adversaries saying, what the heck, they got away with it, I will too?
Well, I think it's a sign they see U.S. weakness, U.S. lack of attention, short attention span, call it what you will, and a president who's not fully up to the job, and they're going to see that for at least the next year. But I think also, even more fundamentally, to anybody who was still clinging to the hope that the fall of the Soviet Union meant the end of history, and it's all the economy stupid and geopolitics and military force have disappeared as we enter the new sunny high uplands. That's all wrong. This is 19th century world right back at us.
Yes, and the Chamberlains are here, John. Isn't that a joy? The Chamberlains are present. We get to one more time, go back another generation and say, what went wrong? John Bolton is a former U.S. National Security Advisor for the Trump administration, former ambassador to the United Nations for the Bush administration, writing most recently at The Telegraph. For a British audience, I'm sure enjoying the irony. The Monroe Doctrine, 200 years old. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Patrick.